Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Samaya. How can I help you?
Hey, Samaya. This is Francesca, one of the managers from Capital One Credit Cards on a recorded line. How are you?
I'm fine. Yourself?
All good right here, but Samaya, I need your help.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a mutual customer in the line, and you know, what happened was that she agreed with you guys to pay for the $7.85 for shipping,
mm-hmm.
and she mentioned that you guys told her that the dash cam is for free, but then she was charged for $49.97. So this January, she received a package in the mail. It's an empty box, totally an empty box. So when she disputed that transaction to Capital One, you guys like contested the claim and is stating that she received an item in the mail, but it's an empty box. So she called you guys again to clarify about this, and she was told by one of the associates that this transaction was already canceled and was already reversed. But as a credit card, coming from the Capital One card company, I don't see any refunds at all that's posted. So will you be able to check the account? I can give you an information.
Yes, ma'am. Can you provide me with her zip code?
Zip is 28212.
That was 28212?
Yep.
And her first and last name?
We have Regina Jelinu.
Okay, when was she charged?
She was charged, let me check, December 23rd of 2021, $49.97. And prior to that, she paid for the shipping, which was as agreed with her, so she allowed that. But, you know, several days after, she saw this charge, which was not what was promised to her. And the thing is, when she tried disputing this to Capital One, of course, when this merchant or your company contested our claim, we have to ask the customer to send in documentation, you know, for us to pursue the dispute. But she cannot provide anything because she was not given any confirmation emails or, you know, any, like, proof that she was advised that she is for free. So she's not sure what to do.
And what was her first and last name?
Regina Jelinu. Would you like me to spell that out?
Can you spell the last name?
G for George, E for Echo, L for Lima, L for Lima, I for India, N for Nancy, E for Echo, A for Alpha, U for Umbrella.
Okay, for security purposes, please verify the address.
It's 5957 Amity Springs Drive, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28212.
Okay, bear with me just a moment.
No problem, dear. And, you know, just to, like, a quick story about this. So when she spoke with someone, she was asked again to call the credit card company. But, you know, if we cannot pursue the dispute here in our end because she received nothing, not even a confirmation email. So all in all, in my assessment here, she's not supposed to pay for the shipping either because she received nothing. It's an empty box.
Okay. So I do see here where she ordered the free dash cam and only had to pay the $7.45 for the shipping and handling of that dash cam. And I do show where it was actually shipped and received. Now, I'm not certain as far as the box being empty because that wouldn't absolutely makes sense to us. But however, I'm showing that there was a dispute on the account. Once there's a dispute on the account, we're not able to do anything with the account going forward. So it is advised that they contact the bank, because once the account, once the dispute is finalized, it blacklists the account where we're not able to do any kind of adjustments or anything to the account.
But can you do something about the shipping then? Because you never disputed that and you never receive anything. And the thing here, what's weird for me, Samaya, is that, you know, we had initially, filed a dispute, but when you contested the claim, we reapplied a charge back to the account, like Feb 25. So meaning to say, we put the money back, we paid you guys again for this amount. So meaning the customer was charged in her card again.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that? Because I'm only seeing the one charge for $49.97 on the account. There's not a secondary charge of $49.97 on the account. And the $49.97 that she was actually charged was actually for a membership, because with that free dash cam, with that free dash cam, if not declined at the point of sale, so that's when she signed up for the dash cam, or within the first 48 hours from ordering that dash cam, you know, if you don't decline or cancel the dash cam, then she would automatically be signed up for the PerfectDiscountSupplies.com. With that, they actually supply you, with a $125 monthly vouchers to shop online with their website. So that's actually what she was charged for. Now, just to confirm, I do have an email address online. Can you provide me with that?
Can you tell that to me so I can confirm, since she allowed me to disclose this?
Okay, it's going to be R-E-G as in ghost, G as in ghost, ELL430@AOL.com.
Yeah, that is the email. Now, she might be under the impression that that charge is for the dash cam. So can I, conference the call so you can explain that to her? Like, that is actually a membership and not the dash cam?
Definitely.
Yeah, and of course, you know, I hope that you can do something about the shipping as well, because you never receive anything. So you might be able to find a way. So
we're
once the account has a dispute
on it, it blacklists the account. So once that account is blacklisted, there's nothing that we can do for the account.
Okay. Well, let me put her through so you can explain to her what about, you know, what's the charge about. Give me one sec. Ms. Jelinu?
Yeah.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you so much for patiently waiting. So I have Shamaya from the merchant who was trying to explain to me that that charge for $49.97 is not actually for the dash cam. It was for a membership. But she would like to explain to you what's going on. Shamaya, you can take over. I'll stay in the background. And again,
okay,
we're on a recorded line.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for that. So, again, Ms. Regina, my name is Samaya. I'm here with customer service. So, I'm showing here that you did order a dash cam on December the 18th, 2021. Now, the dash cam itself was free. You only had to pay the shipping and handling for that product. However, if not declined or canceled, if not declined nor canceled, within the first 48 hours of ordering that dash cam, then you are automatically, enrolled into the PerfectDiscountSupplies.com's monthly membership. With that monthly membership, we do provide you with a $125 digital gift voucher, as well as access to that website so that you can do your online shopping. So that's actually what the $49.97 was charged for.
That, well, no, I have not seen anything about that. I don't know anything about that. All I know is that I do not want to pay $49.97 for whatever it was.
Okay, now do you recall confirming that you are 18 years and older, as well as agreeing to the terms and conditions in order to receive that dash cam by mail, Ms. Regina?
No, I didn't receive it. No, I didn't. No, the only thing that I had to do was to agree to pay the $7 and change whatever it was for the shipping and handling, and that's
yes,
what I did.
So in that particular section, there are a set of terms and conditions where it does notify you as well as give you a chance to decline the offer for the monthly membership. So, again, if that monthly membership is not declined at the point of sale, we do give you up to 48 hours to cancel that offer. If not, then you are automatically enrolled where you are charged at $49.97. And, again, it does notify you of that within your terms and conditions. Unfortunately, Ms. Regina, because you did do a dispute against the account and that dispute has been finalized, our company is blacklisted the account, meaning that we are not able to do anything with this account going forward.
Does that mean you're not your what?
I'm sorry.
What was the last thing you said?
I said, so therefore, we're not able to do anything with the account going forward. Like, we're blacklisted. We don't have any access.
I did not agree to this. I did not agree to this.
Yes, ma'am. And again, it does, the agreeance was within those terms and conditions when you opted in for that camera.
There's no way that I agreed to any of that. There's no way. I would not have signed up to something like that. That's ridiculous. $50 a month? What is it? No, I would not. There's no way I would do that.
Yes, ma'am. And I do apologize, but it is showing that the terms and conditions were agreed upon. So and on top of that, the account is blacklisted, so there's not going to be anything that we'll be able to do.
Well, somebody's going to have to do something because I did not agree to it. There's no way that I would agree to something like that. So something has to be done because I'm not paying.
And Tamaya, this is Francesca again from Capital One. Mm-hmm. Here on our end, technically, we were not able to resolve the case because you guys contested the claim. The disputes department of your company challenged our dispute claim for our customer. Mm-hmm. That's why we had put the charge back to her account. So technically, you guys are paid in full. It's no longer in dispute, unless if Ms. Jolino can provide a documentation to us. But the fact that she was not able to provide
anything.
I'm sorry?
I have not received anything from them, so I can't provide you with anything because I've not received anything. So this is ridiculous, you know. I mean, I've not received, and this is through Capital One too, because Capital One, this is some survey that you had that I did it only because Capital One's name was on it. Otherwise, I never would have done it.
Shamaya?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here.
Question though. So, yeah, we can say that you guys are not willing to, you know, return the money back, although we paid you in full already. So does this mean to say that you will not be charging the customer anymore?
No, ma'am,
correct?
She will not be charged anything going forward.
Okay. And why is it that you never receive anything? Like you said that you have the correct email address, but have you actually sent her a confirmation email when she made this transaction? Because you said that she agreed to the terms and conditions, but
mm-hmm.
she never received anything. That's why she was never able to even cancel this ahead of
yes,
time.
Yes, ma'am. So give me just a second. Yeah, it's showing that an email was sent out.
No.
On the 18th.
Did you check
your spam email? Because a lot of times with customer service emails, they do actually go straight to spam.
Well, I didn't see anything in my email. And I can't go back and check it now because that was too far back. And I have gotten deleted all of my spam email, but I have not received anything.
Ma'am, because if it's not in your regular email, it should be in your spam email. Just to confirm, we have the email address being R as in Reggie, E as in Eagle, Edward, G as in Ghost, G as in Ghost, E as in Edward, L as in Lane, 430@AOL.com.
Yes, that's it, but I've not received anything. Because if I had received something, I would have gotten in touch with the bank. But there's no way. I would have disputed that from the very beginning.
And it's showing that a dispute has been done on the account. And unfortunately, Ms. Regina, whenever a dispute is done on the account, it kicks us out to where, of course, I'm able to see the account, but we're not able to make any adjustments to the account.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Okay.
I'm saying you're not able to because if I'm telling you that this is not correct, that I've not received anything from you, and I mean, I check my mail.
Shamaya, looks like we cannot get any resolution from you guys. One thing I just need to hear is that you will no longer be charging our customer. But yeah, we appreciate your time. Ms. Jelena, do you have anything for Shamaya? Let me handle this with you.
Okay, now, we won't be, no ma'am, we will not be charging the account, but Ms. Gallinu, you say that you didn't receive anything from us because I'm showing that the product was delivered on December the 27th at 6:02 p.m.
Oh, I got the product. I got the dash cam. Right? I'm not disputing the receipt of the dash cam. I'm disputing the $49.97, which I should have only been billed $7 and change for the shipping and handling for the dash cam. I've never disputed receiving the dash cam, but I'm not paying $4.97 for something that I should have received for free. The only thing I was supposed to pay was shipping and handling.
Oh, yeah. See, that was you were charged for the monthly membership. It wasn't for the dash cam. And I do apologize, Ms. Regina, but again, since there's a dispute on the account, we're not going to be able to issue a refund back, but the account is completely canceled, so you wouldn't receive anything else going forward.
I'm not happy.
And I do apologize for that. Hello.
Yeah, we're still here. Well, thank you so much for your time, Shamaya.
My pleasure. Yes, ma'am, and thank you for calling customer service. Y'all have a good. You guys have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye bye.